This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal pledges impartial investigation into fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. Saud meets his Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jayashankar in Dhaka on the sidelines of the 6th Indian Ocean Conference. Government bodies doing homework to prepare integrated monsoon preparedness and response action plan. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan released from custody. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to bring anyone involved in the fake Bhutanese refugee scam to justice. Receiving a memorandum submitted by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party in the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal asserted the government was clear that the guilty must not be spared while the innocent ones should not be prosecuted in the scam. Police have been busting the racket of sending people to the United States, identifying them as Bhutanese refugees. Over a dozen of people have been arrested in connection to the scam, including some high-profile individuals. The Prime Minister assured the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party team that there would not be any influence or pressure in the ongoing investigation into the scam. The International Conference on Financing for Nepal 2023 started in capital Kathmandu yesterday with the aim of exploring investment sources and opportunities for the country's overall economic development. Inaugurating the conference, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the conference would contribute to identifying the source and exploring investment possibilities at a time when the government was in the process of formulating the budget for the next fiscal year. The Prime Minister added that the government was looking into bridging Nepal's investment gap through innovative, sustainable solutions. On the occasion, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said Nepal was in need of financial resources. Finance Minister Mahat stated that despite the existence of investment-friendly environment in Nepal, the availability of resources was lacking. The Finance Minister said there was also no problem for the investors for repatriating their profit to their home country. Nepal Rashtra Bank has reduced the bank rate by 1 percentage point. The central bank reduced the rate through the third trimester review of the monetary policy for the current fiscal year. The bank has retained the policy rate but has reduced the existing bank rate by 1 percentage point to 7.5. As per the central bank policy, the review of the rest of the rates under the interest rate corridor remain unchanged. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the Securities Board to postpone the process of establishing new stock exchange immediately. Prime Minister Dahal issued the instruction considering the fact that questions were raised in the Parliament about the bickering of finances for the distribution of permits and the stakeholders about it. Furthermore, the instruction has also stated that a case related to the matter was sub judice in the Patan High Court. The Securities Board had taken forward the process of establishing the new stock exchange demanding the letter of intent. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane yesterday held talks with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The Prime Minister's press adviser, Govinda Acharya, said the two leaders discussed contemporary political topics in the meeting that took place at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. During the meeting, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Lamichhane said his party fully supported the government's campaign against corruption and irregularities. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. Saud yesterday met with his Indian counterpart, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar in Dhaka on the sidelines of the 6th Indian Ocean Conference. The Nepali embassy in Dhaka confirmed the meeting and stated that discussions were held on enhancing cooperation in areas such as trade, transit, connectivity and people-to-people linkages between the two countries. Minister South had travelled to Dhaka to attend the conference and is scheduled to address the event today. The Nepali delegation was received by Nepali Ambassador to Bangladesh, Ghanashyam Bhandari, and officials from the Bangladesh's Foreign Ministry upon their arrival at the Hazrat Shahjalal International Airport. In addition to his meeting with the Indian Foreign Minister, South also held a virtual meeting with his Bangladeshi counterpart on the same day. During the virtual meeting, they discussed a range of topics such as trade, transit, energy, education investment, and people-to-people linkages. The government bodies have decided to advance the Integrated Monsoon Preparedness and Response Action Plan in order to minimize the loss of lives and properties in the coming monsoon season. The 17th meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee, chaired by Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendkaji Srestha, authorized the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority to prepare the action plan. The meeting decided to prepare an action plan along with details of available means and resources and preparedness of concerned agencies, province and local governments for the rescue works in view of possible risk at various places across the country in the coming monsoon season. Air pollution has started increasing again due to lack of rain and growing incidence of forest fires. Health experts have advised to wear masks while going out of the house, citing the degrading air quality. The air quality index in major cities of Nepal, including the Kathmandu Valley, Thankuta and Biratnagar, has exceeded 150. The health experts say air quality index more than 50 can be harmful to human health. Meteorologist Govinda Cha said the air pollution was likely to further increase as there was no immediate likelihood of rainfall. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Ashok Kumar Rai has stressed on increasing investment for quality enhancement of education. Taking part in the meeting of the Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly in Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Rice said without increasing investment, quality of education could not be improved. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan left court premises in Islamabad yesterday evening, a day after the Supreme Court ruled his dramatic arrest on corruption charges illegal. On Friday evening, Khan's party said he was heading for the city of Lahore. Judges granted Khan protected bail, meaning he cannot be rearrested on those charges for 2 weeks. The court also ordered he could not be arrested on any charges filed after last Tuesday until 17th of May. Despite the rulings, the corruption charges against Khan still stand. Ukraine says it has recaptured ground in Bakhmut, a rare advance after months of grinding Russian gains in the eastern city. Citing Deputy Defense Minister as saying, the BBC said, Ukrainian forces advanced 2 kilometers in a week. The claims signal a momentum shift in Bakhmut, but more widely there is no clear evidence of much anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. Russia has denied reports of Ukrainian gains after claims from both sides. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal pledges impartial investigation into fake Putney's refugee scam. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South meets his Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jaishankar in Dhaka on the sidelines of the 6th Indian Ocean Conference. Government bodies doing homework to prepare integrated monsoon preparedness and response action plan, and former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan released from custody. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.